This is BookCareers.com Live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of BookCareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Hello and welcome to episode 110 of BookCareers.com Live. I've spoken to a lot of people in the last few weeks who are struggling with overwhelm. This might be overwhelmed with the current situation, overwhelmed by something else, but mostly overwhelmed with the sheer quantity of their current workload or a prolonged job search. It isn't about being overwhelmed with a deadline, although some of the principles could be used in the same way, especially if the deadline is not this afternoon. Overwhelm is a form of stress, and for many of us, when we become overwhelmed with something, it can be almost paralysing. For me, it feels like I'm wading through mud. And yes, even someone like me gets overwhelmed from time to time. Emails I should be sailing through seem to take an hour just to write one response. And of course, working at a snail's pace, you become more conscious of the time and how the time is passing by, and you still haven't answered one email, let alone the 20 you wanted to do within the time allotted. And then whilst you're struggling through this, something comes up requiring important attention, and it's like a cascade of issues or work. A bit like someone decides to change the price of an unpublished title. Yes, you're using a publishing management system that will automatically update all the systems, but you've got to find the bits of work already in existence, like amending the jacket proofs and checking everywhere else that might have already come out of the system or be created manually, is okay. You might notify the author, you might want to flag it up to your sales, marketing and publicity colleagues, just in case they don't pick it up from the system. As you know, you were printing some blads and they need to have the correct price on too. And all of this is the last thing you need right now. Hasn't anyone else seen what you're struggling with? And it isn't a struggle with the complexity of work. If anything, you might be feeling things are a little bit too monotonous. You feel like you've been working all the hours, and in some cases, you probably have. You're in the same four walls, you're running out of chit-chat and Zoom calls. It is all getting to you. And most of all is this sinking feeling that you're never going to get on top of things, feeling control again. And how are you going to explain to others how behind or overwhelmed you feel? It's like we're expected to do all social media and now there's Clubhouse, when really Instagram, especially when we're not out and about, already seems a bit too much. I don't have all the answers, but here are some tips to help you. Number one, take a break. That's right, you've got a mammoth pile or list of things to do, but you need to get up off your backside and step away from your computer and your mobile phone. There is a very good reason why. In all these lockdowns, we are allowed outside for exercise once a day. So when there is daylight outside, put on your coat and your wellies and go and stand out in the fresh air for at least 10 minutes, even if it is freezing cold. With all the snow on the ground, I've made myself a cup of tea, set a timer for 10 minutes and gone to stand outside in the snow in my small garden just to take in the fresh air. If you can manage longer, the recommended minimum is 20 minutes. If you don't have a garden, go and stand outside the front of your building in the open air. As long as you are outside and have fresh air and daylight, you're doing a brilliant job. There are many reasons for doing this. You get fresh air. You get some vitamin D, even in winter. Your body clock realises it is daytime, and as well as perking you up, it may also help you sleep better tonight. And not staring at a phone or screen or making a list or doing anything other than looking at the cracks in the pavement or the way the snow is melting will help reset your mind. Call it a water cooler moment. The moment in the office where you felt you needed to take a break from your desk so you would get up, go to the water cooler and stay for a few minutes gathering your thoughts. Only this time, your water cooler is outside in the cold. This break will so help clear your head. Number two, if you're an employee and working for others and there isn't a critical meeting this afternoon or tomorrow, then ask to have some time out. This shouldn't come out of holiday allowance and shouldn't be seen in any way detrimental. And if you're a manager, don't question these requests. Say yes. Although if you're a good manager, you're already spotting signs or might have already given your colleagues some time out. Tell them to switch off their phones and computers for at least 2 hours, hopefully a whole morning or afternoon, and let them catch up with their thoughts. I've said before, and I will say it again, we're in a pandemic. This isn't a war. There are no badges of honour. The number one priority, as we are repeatedly told, is to stay safe. And safe, when you're working flat out every day, is to take a break and go for a walk and have some me time, even though your inbox might be overflowing and you feel overwhelmed with other work. Just a comment here on why this shouldn't come out of any holiday allowance or time off deduction is because, as some may have realised, that when you're not working in an office, you don't necessarily have the same interruptions. You don't have the casual chit-chat, you might not have the phone ringing, and you definitely don't have the water cooler moments. I had a friend once who'd been freelancing for over 10 years and they got a job working back in a publisher's office. The first comment they said to me was, "How does anyone ever get any work done? I did perhaps a tenth of what I would achieve when I was working from home." So no penalty, please, for someone taking some time out. Number three. Make an immediate list. The list could be done in several ways. If you are completely and utterly overwhelmed with everything, only put one thing on your list. It might be reply to Joe's email with the AI. The one bugbear that has been dragging you down, tackle it head on. Or you might do a list of all the things in your head to try and put them in logical order. But remember, a good to-do list for the day often has no more than 6 tasks. 6 tasks because you'll probably only get 3 of them done, which is 50%. And crossing 3 things off a list of 6 will give you such a sense of achievement. Sometimes, when I feel overwhelmed, I write a timetable and plan out the tasks along with the timings and being overgenerous with my time, so that if, instead of giving myself an hour to answer 20 emails, I give myself 10 emails or an hour and a half to answer 20. That way, if I finish before the time allotted, I feel like I've been really efficient because on paper I finished early. What I would say about to-do lists is to make them actionable. Write down some actions. So update budgets could be as an actionable task. update the marketing budget spreadsheet with the latest invoices. This way, you are not procrastinating before doing the task. You know exactly what you need to do, so can crack on and do it. Number four is where you can make a game of it. As Mary Poppins says, in every job that must be done, there is an element of fun. Find the fun and snap. The job is a game. While some productivity experts say focus, stop multitasking and you'll get more done, sometimes you need variety to be the spice of life. So for instance, when I need to action lots of different things at the same time, at the moment I have a pile of client filing, a pile of admin filing, so much for the paperless office, a huge batch of overdue emails and accounts to update. I might break this up by filing 5 client forms, filing 5 items, answering 5 emails and updating 5 invoices. So by the end of the afternoon, I should have finished at least one of those tasks in full, but the others will have progressed too. So in your case, whatever some of the tasks are you are struggling with, sometimes breaking them down and making a game of them can help, especially if it is something monotonous or something you don't enjoy. Although we work in book publishing and everyone is meant to love doing everything. Number 5. I've spoken before about emails, and if you have a batch to answer and some are long overdue, just go ahead and answer them. The game I usually play with emails is 5 from the top, 3 from the bottom. So the latest 5 get answered, and so do the 3 oldest, and all being well, we'll meet somewhere in the middle. And please don't be afraid to answer something that is long overdue. At this moment in time, everyone is so understanding, and if they are not, they need to take the chill pill, not you. Do be kind to yourself. Companies of all sizes and all industries are hiding behind the pandemic and using it as excuses. There is nothing to stop you using it as an excuse too, even if your excuse is, we're working a little differently at present. Number 6. Now, I've seen this on Twitter and had a discussion there. The feeling that you have to participate in absolutely everything, do every social media platform, attend every online Zoom about the future of publishing, how the industry is responding, how this works, how that works. Stop. If it is social media, pull back. Choose the platforms you are good at and you enjoy, and you'll probably be on to a winner. When we enjoy things, we naturally do them well. Don't feel you need to do every single thing or attend every possible Zoom meeting. You're not doing yourself any good at all, and you're making your overwhelm worse. Become picky. Make choices. If someone is having an evening Zoom and that is actually the time you've chosen to catch up on Netflix, if you're feeling overwhelmed, Netflix wins. Number 7. Don't write down everything you need to do, and especially not the slow burning projects like rename all the title files with ISBNs or tidy up the documents folder on my computer. As firstly, these projects rarely get completed, and all they may do is make you feel more overwhelmed. You know they need to be done, and you'll get round to doing them. I've got a list of 6 things I wrote down at the beginning of the first lockdown, which I wanted to achieve by the time the lockdown was over. 2 haven't been started, 2 have been completed, 1 is halfway in progress, and the one that is 3/4 finished is finish writing my book. I think that seems a good place to stop today, as I need to crack on with writing this week. But if you're struggling, my email, as always, is suzanne@bookcareers.com, and I'll aim for you to be in the top five that I answer.
Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag BookCareers, or on Twitter @BookCareers, or me personally, Suzanne Collier. Or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.